This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيد الأولين والآخرين إمام المتقين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So I was told that the lecture was about the importance of sunnah in Islam. But when I came here, I saw that the lecture is about the Quran. So I don't know what to say and what to do. But alhamdulillah, as long as I have my first wife with me, the iPad, I have inshallah enough information in it. Quran is a miracle. Agree? The beauty of Islam is that it is simple, it is challenging, and no one can argue. When we meet the people who say that we follow Prophet Nuh, we follow Prophet Nuh, peace be upon him, and he built an ark, and the ark managed to survive the flood that covered the whole entire earth. Can we see it? No. So it's your word that has to back it up. When we see the Jews and they said, Musa, peace be upon him, the greatest of all messengers, with his staff, Allah opened the sea and he crossed and made Pharaoh drown. I say, mashallah, mashallah. Can I see the splitting of the sea? I said, no. Can I see the staff? I said, no. Okay. Jesus, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cured the leper. He gave life to the death, to the dead, with Allah's permission. He did this, he did that. Mashallah, very good. Can I see? I said, no. So all of the religions do not have a miracle that they can present, except the Quran. The Prophet had many miracles, alayhi salatu wasalam. The moon was split into two. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. This happened and they saw it. But we don't have the ability to show it to them. The water used to gush from his fingers, alayhi salatu wasalam. One plate of food would suffice 350 men with the barakah of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. We don't have these things. The only miracle that remains with us is the Quran. The Quran is the word of Allah. Allah spoke the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal spoke the Quran. Jibreel heard it, Jibreel took it and gave it to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. It is not created, it is an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this Quran, the word of Allah, was given to the best of angels, Jibreel, peace be upon him, to reveal to the best of Allah's creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the best night, which is Laylatul Qadr, in the best area and location on earth, which is Mecca. So this book is unlike any other book. With it, Allah abrogated and erased all previous scriptures and religions. So no one can come and say, I have this religion that I'm following and it's like the Islam. No. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever chooses other than Islam as a religion, it will not be accepted from him. This Quran is a means of healing and cure Allah says, and we send down from the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe. You're a believer, you can recite the Quran as ruqya, and Allah will cure you. When you're depressed, you recite the Quran, and Allah would relieve you from your depression. When you are in trouble, you recite the Quran, and Allah would ease your problems. And if you look at how the Salaf used to deal with the Quran, not like us, because we're not from the Salaf. Are you from the Salaf? We follow the Salaf, but we're not from the Salaf. Where do we put the Quran? In the glove compartment in the car. Why? Because this is protection, inshallah. It will save us from accidents. We put it under the pillow. We put it on the shelf because this is barakah, barakah. When was the last time you finished the Quran? 2017? Before COVID. But inshallah, if yani, no more COVID, I will try to finish it before 2030, inshallah. This is how the Salaf used to deal with the Quran? No. The Salaf used to see in the Quran the solution for all of their problems. One companion, his name is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. His father was one of the smartest of Arabs. He's very, very cunning and smart and strategic. He got his son married to a beautiful, reputable woman from Quraysh. After a few weeks, he went to visit his daughter-in-law. So he asked her, how is my son? Is he treating you well? She said, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. He fasts every single day. And he prays tahajjud the whole night. Now we would think that this is good. This is bagus. No. Amr ibn al-As is smart. If he fasts in the day, every day, and he prays tahajjud the whole night, when will they have hanky-panky? So he understood that his son is not fulfilling his wife's rights. Immediately, he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, look what Abdullah is doing. So he said, bring him. So he brought him and he asked him, Abdullah, how do you read the Quran? He says, I finish the Quran completely once every night, from cover to cover. Every night in Salah. What is this? If we spend 1 hour, not 1 hour, 10 minutes reading the Quran, what's happening? Sheikh, every time I open the Quran, I feel sleepy. But when I open TikTok, boom, there is a problem. We have a problem. So the Prophet said, no, Abdullah, this is too much. Read it once a month. And this is for the lazy like you and me. Every Hijri month, we finish the Quran once. Because we're lazy. One juzu. Finish the Hijri month, we begin another one. In Ramadan, okay, we finish 5-6 times. But normal months? So Abdullah was satisfied? No. He said, I can do more. He said, okay, read it every 20 days. He said, no, I can do it more. He said, read it every 15 days, every 10 days, every week, every 3 days. Abdullah said, I can do more. He said, no, don't do more. Meaning, finish it every يعني 10 جزء 10 جزء 10 جزء then start again. He said, no, if you do it more than that, you will not understand it. This is how the Salaf used to deal with the Quran. The Salaf, when they were recited or told an ayah, they would say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. The last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Of course, you all memorize it, right? Anyhow. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. This ayah was revealed. One. What does it mean? For Allah Azza wa Jal belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. And whether you disclose what is in your own selves or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. The companions came to the Prophet. A Prophet of Allah. Jihad? No problem. Salah? No problem. Zakah? No problem. Fasting? We can do this. But to conceal intrusive thoughts, bad thoughts in ourselves, I don't speak. I don't do. But I cannot. Sheikh said something from, I am from the United States. I was insulted. So now inside of me, I want to hit him. But I will not because I'm old man and he knows Silat. So, no, MMA champion. So, but inside, I want to beat him. This ayah says, Allah will hold me to account. I didn't do anything. I didn't speak. So they came to the Prophet and said, O Prophet of Allah, how is it possible that we conceal something and Allah will hold us accountable to? The Prophet was angry. And he said, do you want to be like the Jews saying, we hear and disobey? Fear Allah. Say, we hear and adhere and obey. قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Immediately, when the Prophet said this to them, they went on their knees and said, خلاص, we have no objection. This is Allah's word in the Quran. How can we object to it? And this is when Allah Azza wa Jal revealed his last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah that abrogated. This is called in Arabic, نسخ. Abrogation is called nasakh. When there is a ruling and Allah uplifts the ruling. So Allah erases in the Quran, ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها. So Allah revealed the last ayah. Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. He gets reward for that good which he has earned, and he is punished for that evil which he has earned. Our Lord, punish us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which was you did lay on those before us, the Jews and the Christians. Our Lord, put not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Allah says, as in Sahih al-Imam Muslim, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ, meaning, I shall do this. Allah will not burden us. So this is how the companions reacted. One of the beautiful stories that took place of the interaction of the companions with the Quran, imagine. A companion by the name of Mastah ibn Athatha. Who's Mastah? He's the cousin of Abu Bakr. And he is among the first to migrate to Medina. So he was a great companion. The only problem was he was broke. He did not have any money. He was from among the Suffa, Ahlul Suffa. So, Abu Bakr, being a rich man, he used to give his cousin allowance every week so that he can feed himself, he can use the money for his own things. Unfortunately, Mastah fell into one of the shaitan's traps. Great companion, one of the first to migrate to Medina, but shaitan managed to fool three of the companions, Hassan ibn Thabit, Hamna bin Jahsh, and Mastah ibn Uthatha. What did they do? They slandered Mother Aisha. They heard the hypocrites and they said what the hypocrite said. Oh, she committed adultery with Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal. May Allah be pleased with him. How dare you? Now, Abu Bakr was hurt. What is the relationship between Abu Bakr and Aisha? Father and daughter. And he is my cousin. And I'm giving him money. And he slanders my own daughter. He slanders the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahi, I will not give him a penny. Was he wrong? If we were encountered with something like this, we would kill him or beat him. But again, he's young and strong and I'm maskeen. So Abu Bakr said, wallahi, I will not give him one single penny. After a while, Allah revealed the Quran for this incident. And the Prophet came to Abu Bakr alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Abu Bakr, didn't you hear what Allah said about you? Abu Bakr said, what? So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the ayah, and let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, the poor, and those who left their homes for Allah's cause. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? Immediately, Abu Bakr heard this. Do you not love Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal should forgive you? What did Abu Bakr say? Wallahi, I love Allah to forgive me. I make you my witness, O Prophet of Allah, that I will never stop giving him his allowance. No harm's done. Finished. One ayah made them change. This is how they interacted. They did not relate to the Quran as only barakah. Sometimes when I go to Muslim countries, I hear them turning on the loudspeakers before Fajr, 15 minutes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ. And the people inside the masjid, mashallah, mashallah. What are they doing? This is sunnah? This is bid'ah? I said, no, Sheikh, we love the Quran. This is why we're doing this. This is not loving the Quran. This is abusing the Quran. The Quran was not revealed to be listened to as a song. It was revealed to be adhered to. Imagine one of the companions. His name is, what is his name? Abbad ibn Bishr. Abbad ibn Bishr and Ammar ibn Yasir. In one of the expeditions with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the army was resting at night. They went to sleep. So of course there has to be what? Guards. So Ammar and Abbad ibn Bishr were the guards. So they said, Abbad, I will take the beginning of the night, half of it, and you take the other half. So you go sleep. Abbad is the watchman. What did he do? Social media? Instagram? YouTube? No. Everybody's asleep. So he started Allahu Akbar and reciting the Quran. Not knowing that there was an enemy of Islam watching. And when he saw him standing, he knew that he was the guard. So he took an arrow and boom, shot him. Did Abbad run? He continued his prayer. The enemy of Islam said, this is strange. Took another arrow, boom. Took a third arrow, boom. Only then Abbad, after three arrows, he finished his prayer quickly and woke Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir saw the blood in the arrows. He said, you crazy? Why didn't you wake me up from the first arrow? He said, I was reciting a surah. It was so beautiful, I didn't want to cut it. I only feared that I might die and they will attack the Muslims. So I had to finish my prayer quickly. I remember I was praying in a masjid, Fajr prayer in Jeddah, where I live. And the Imam was reciting the Quran beautifully. And there was khushu' in the salat. All of a sudden, I started seeing people jumping, reaching the ceiling. Boom, boom, boom. What happened? A cat entered. And when the cat started touching their feet, everybody was... And I was thinking to myself, a cat does this? What about an arrow? Sometimes you see cockroach. Huh? Oh, look at the worshippers. You will find them running out of the salat. I don't want to salat al-yom today. No salat today. So this is our relationship with the Quran, unfortunately. Now, the Quran has all solutions for our problems. But the problem is, nobody refers to it. Nobody goes back to it. Allah says in the Quran, and the messenger has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Lord, indeed, my people have taken this Quran as a thing abandoned. Yes or no? Have we abandoned the Quran? Yes. Well, who are you fooling? Have we abandoned the Quran? Yes. What is meant by abandoning the Quran? The scholars say abandoning the Quran is of different types. Number one, to abandon listening to it, believing in it. Lots of the Muslims now, if you turn the Quran, they would say, turn it off, turn it off. We're not in mourning. You know what is mourning? When someone dies, you turn the Quran only because of he died. But no, turn the Quran. I don't want to listen to it. I go to malls. I go to hotels. I go to shops. 24 hours, 7 days a week, music. Nobody plays the Quran. Why? Yahi, you play the Quran, this is barakah. This is tranquility. So he said, no, people don't like to listen to the Quran. This is abandoning the Quran. Number two, most of us listen to the Quran, alhamdulillah. But we do not contemplate and read the tafsir. And you find Muslims nowadays talking about global warming, about governments, about elections, about world peace, about politics. And when you ask them, do you know the Quran? They said, no. They're not qualified. You go to a Muslim leader and you say to him, Allah says, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. What does it mean? I don't know. Five ayah, short surah. You recite it every day. I don't know. How old are you? 50. And you, till now, did not open the tafsir to read what it means? Allahu Samad. What does As-Samad mean? It's one of Allah's names. I don't know. Isn't it a problem or not? And if I say to you, Liverpool, who are the players in Liverpool? Cristiano Ronaldo. Well, where is he? Oh, in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, everybody knows. But when it comes to Quran, zero. People don't know the Quran. Then this is also one of the ways of abandoning the Quran. Most people only recite the Quran when a person dies and they give the reward to the deceased. When woman gets pregnant, mother-in-law comes and says, read Surah Yasin 41 times. You will get a boy. So if I recite it 40 times, I'll get a girl? What is this? Where is this coming from? All of this innovation, because Shaitan managed to make them go out of the way. Number three of abandoning the Quran, you listen to it. You understand the meaning of it, but you refuse to implement it. When I have a problem with my brother, let's go to the Quran. No. I like to go to court. Why? Because the Quran and Sharia is not going to be in my favor. I had many counseling sessions in America, Canada, Europe, between a man and his wife. They're having divorce. The woman is niqabi, hijabi, mashallah, memorizing the Quran. After the divorce takes place, she goes to court and takes half of his money. The man comes to me, Sheikh, is this halal? I said, of course not. This is kufr law. She has no right in one penny of your wealth. So can you speak to her, Sheikh? I said, okay. Assalamu alaikum. What are you doing, sister? She says, I was married for 15 years and he divorced me. I'm going to punish him. Punish him by what? By taking half of his house, half of his cars, half of his bank account. But this is haram. This is eating people's wealth unlawfully. The Prophet said, "Inna amwalakum wa dima'akum wa a'radakum haramun alaykum ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha." It is haram for you to consume your brother's wealth and to shed his blood and to slander him, no matter what the reason is. She said, no, I don't care. I need money. And they don't care. This is abandoning the Quran. Number four, you may act upon it. You may understand it. You may implement it. But you don't feel the connection. You don't feel that Allah is speaking to you. The Quran is revealed for you, not for me or him, for you. So when you read the Quran, Allah is talking to you. You don't feel this because you're just reciting it for barakah, for ajr. No, you have to find the sweetness of the Quran. And finally, abandoning the Quran as a form of healing. I'm suffering, alhamdulillah, from fever, from bad throat, from a virus I took. My beloved wife gave it to me before I left Jeddah. I didn't think that she was that evil, but alhamdulillah. So when I came here one day, 2 days, I got it. So I speak to her. She said, you got it, huh? Subhanallah. So I've got it. What do? I recite Fatiha. Every time I read 3 times and drink. And I believe I will be healed, inshallah. And I'm being healed. I don't take medication. I don't need to, alhamdulillah. Unless I have very bad fever, I have to take 2 Panadols so that I can sleep. So you have a problem with your knee. You have a problem with your back. You have a problem with your headache. Do ruqya. Read the Quran. It's a form of healing, Allah said. So this is one-to-one level. I will not address the big issues of world peace and globalization, because this is way above our pay grade. For us, how should we relate to the Quran? Imagine if you every day, 10 minutes only, come with your brother, with your sister, with your wife, with your parents, read one or two ayahs, read the tafsir, and memorize it. After 5 years, you will be memorized the whole Quran and know the whole tafsir. Very easy. But time runs and runs and runs, and we do not go forward and we do not progress. So I hope my way of speaking did not put you to sleep, because I know that a lot of you has already fallen asleep. I can see people. But I apologize. It's difficult for me to speak like this. هذا والله أعلم ونسبة العلم إليه أسلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد.